Well, welcome to the Christy Jones Show, where it's all about living your life to the fullest. I'm a life coach, speaker, and business owner in multifamily real estate, and I've had wild success in multifamily housing for over 25 years now. I am so passionate about helping others merge their success and lead a fulfilling life, and I bring it all together right here on this podcast. So join me and let's get started to live your life to the fullest. Well, hey, my friend, welcome back to another week on the podcast. Just wrapped up the 1 year anniversary. That was super exciting last week, but now we're on to really cool things for 2024. All the things to live your life to the fullest. Today, I've titled this podcast, this particular episode, Steady in the Storm. And I want to have a discussion today about staying steady in the storms of life. You know, the ones that you and I both go through. The more time or the more years you have spent on this earth, then you know that dealing with the storms of life are just part of life, part of being human. As much as we want to maybe avoid the storms, it's just part of being human. It's part of life. So I want to talk about being steady in the storm. I'm going to give you, you know, five or six things towards the end of the episode on what to do if you find yourself in the middle of that storm, and give you some tools, like in your toolkit, of what you can do to feel better, to move through that and help you kind of navigate that storm. But I want to start off about talking about being steady in the storm. Steady in the storm. So let's dive into that. So storms of life, like here's the thing. You either are in one right now. You're going through something really tough. This can be in life. This can be in business. Either way, because both of those situations come about in our lifetime. So maybe you're in the storm right now. Maybe you just got out of a storm and you're like, whew, so glad that's over with. Or the third option is things are like really cool right now. Everything's just peachy, but eventually a storm may arise in your life and you're going to have to know how to navigate that. You're going to have some choices to make. You're going to have to decide. You're going to have choices of how am I going to move through the storm? Who do I want to be as I go through the storm? So there's kind of three scenarios. You're either in it, you just got out of the storm, or you want to be better prepared for when that comes up in your life. All right, so let's jump into it. So to be steady in the storm, here's what I mean by that. All right, so things happen that disrupt your peace, that maybe challenge you mentally, emotionally, physically, that things come up that change your life, change your circumstance, change a situation. You can apply this to business, because I've had these storms. They come up in business life and they come up in personal life. So you kind of put that in the box of whatever makes sense for you right now as I'm talking through this, whether it's in your work life, whether it's in your personal life. So in order to really stay steady in the storm, one of the things that I have found is, and the one of the things I want to just say right out of the chute, is that to stay steady in the storm, your foundation has to be solid. Your foundation has to be good. When that foundation is good, you can more easily stay steady in the storm. And when I say foundation, what I'm referring to is that foundation of who you are truly inside, that foundation that you have, those beliefs that you have about yourself, that at your core, how you understand your self-worth, which is not, by the way, your self-worth is not attached to anything external going on in the world or in your life. So you can't hold attachments to what your own value is based on things on the exterior. So when your foundation is good, you can be steady in the storm. And that foundation for me, what that means to me is when foundation being being solid, that's rooted in knowing who you are, that inner voice inside, my faith in my creator, my connection spiritually, the foundation that I have in my faith in God, that He has always, always, always been my rock, been my vindicator, made the crooked places straight, smooths the way. So that is, for me, that is building a firm foundation. It's really my connection and my connection and my relationship with God and my relationship with myself, building that strong foundation. My faith keeps me steady. My faith has always kept me steady. And it's really that when when you've heard something like deep down inside in your soul, and you've heard something whispered to you, you hear that quiet, still voice inside. I mean, that right there is really how I best connect to my foundation. That is really how I, when I hear that still small voice, stirring up, that's God meeting me where I am. And if that resonates with you, then you know what I'm, you get it. You know what I'm saying. Maybe it's like that for you too, but that's how it is for me. God always has met me exactly where I'm at. I believe that for you too. But I think it's really important to understand that your foundation has to be solid if you're going to move through these storms of life and stay steady. Both hands on the wheel, not flying around like the wind comes and just knocks you 30 feet this way, and the next wind blows this direction, so now you're going this way. No, you're steady. You have resolve. And also steady in your emotions. Have you ever been at a place in your life where your emotions are just like all over the place? Because all hell's breaking loose in your life, and you're just emotionally all over the map. Now, I'm totally not saying don't have emotions, don't have feelings about the storm. You can have feelings about the storm. Feel the feelings, process the feelings, work through the feelings. You don't have to ignore the feelings. But staying steady in the storm is having that ability to settle in once you've felt the feelings, you've processed it. You're not ignoring it, but you are staying steady in the storm, because being all over the map is not going to, I mean, that you're just letting the storm dictate your well-being. You're letting the storm of whatever that storm is in your life, you're letting that dictate how you show up for the day, how you show up for yourself. You're letting that situation, that storm that you're trying to like stay steady in, if you're letting that just throw you around like a bean bag, just all over the place, then you've lost your grip on your foundation. If you can withstand at times when you're going through a storm, if you can withstand the judgment, the criticism, the opinions of others while you're going through that storm, if you can withstand that and you can withstand those judgments, you're going to have so much more resiliency as you move through that situation. Are you able to stay resilient as you go through that storm? If you're too, when you're in a storm, when you're in the thick of it, right? Like the shit has hit the fan. You are in the thick of it. And if you get too connected and too caught up in worrying about the controversial items, the judgments of others about the storm or about you or the situation, if you get too tied up in that, that's when you're found, that's when like the whole steadiness starts to lose its grip. The foundation starts to crack. So can you withstand the controversy and judgment of others as you move through a storm? Because it will come. Trust me, when you're going through something, think back to something you've gone through. That was a storm in work, in business, or in personal life, or with your own self. When you've been going through something, you know that other people have had judgments about it. They've had opinions about it. You know what you should do, how you should do it, or they're just saying it behind your back at times. I mean, the self-righteous situation does kind of, you know, it's a real thing. It exists out there. They think they know what's better for you, then you know what's better for you. But at the end of the day, regardless, even if you're not making the best choice for yourself, you're the one that has to figure it out. I honestly don't know why people waste their breath trying to change other people. It's like, it's, I don't know. That just, I don't never understand that. Because I've never seen, I mean, I haven't been able to change anybody. Have you been able to change anybody? People change when they want to change. So give them the grace to have that timeline for themselves. I definitely do not feel it. Like, I'm the one that knows what's best for another individual and say, you need to change exactly like this, exactly on this timeline. No, I honestly, I just believe it will happen when it's supposed to happen, if it's supposed to happen. Because I believe there is a power much greater than me that already knows the solutions to a storm, that already knows the beginning and the end. And I'm not going to wear myself out trying to change a situation, a person, because they're on their timeline. And the only person that can change, like the only person that can change me is me. I know that. I love that. Because then I get to own my mistakes and I get to own my missteps. And then I also get to own, you know, the change if I want to change something. So I think that's really empowering. I think you should feel completely empowered knowing that you're the one that can change you. You're not waiting for anybody. Isn't that awesome? You're not waiting for like some magic person to come into your life. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I see this in relationships a lot, like they're single and they feel like if they just meet the person, that life's gonna just click together. Well, you know, you really need to get that relationship going with yourself. Once you start getting yourself together, have a better relationship with yourself. Don't be waiting on someone to come save you. They don't need to save you. Nobody needs to save anybody. So that's a common misconception that comes along with romantic relationships. And no, I mean, that's setting yourself up, and you're putting an expectation on another person that you need to fix me. If you love me enough, then I will just magically blossom into this whatever, you know, ideal that you have for yourself. That no. That's your job. So that should be empowering to know that you get to decide that. You get to start creating that. You can do the work on yourself. You can change anything that you want about yourself. So I hope that really excites you and empowers you. Now, that's a little off the tangent of what I was talking about, but I felt the need to go there, so I did. So staying steady in the storm, you have to be able to withstand the controversies, the judgments, the opinions of others as you are navigating, as you're in the middle of that storm. You have to be able to do that if you want to stay steady and build resistance, resilience. I think one of the, I'm going to share a little quick story. I was sitting here thinking just before I started recording this of one of the times that I felt like I really was able to go through this storm on a really solid foundation. And the things that were said to me, the things that were, thrown at me, that it didn't, I felt very steady in the storm and very, you know, obviously I just, yes, I clung to my faith. I clung to what I knew and what I believed, but I felt very steady. But when I share this little example with you, I believe the one of the reasons why I was able to stay steady in the storm when this happened is because in a past storm that had happened in my life, that it better set me up. I learned so much going through that storm. I learned how to remain steady in the storm. So the one so I'll start with the first one. The one where I learned about staying steady in the storm, that would go back to for myself. And I'm sharing this with you because I'm trying to like generate your own mind so you can relate this to your own life and be like, yeah, okay, I remember when I went through this. And I really, you know, that is when I, you know, was able to get on my feet and I felt a little more steady and more solid in managing my emotions and all of that, right? So think about your own life as I'm sharing this example. That's why I'm sharing it, okay? I want you to relate this to yourself and do the work for yourself, how this applies to your life. So I would say when I really learned this was I was married at 23 and I separated at 25 and the divorce was pretty quick after that. And so at 25, I find myself in a huge storm. And it involved everything in my personal life. And I've talked about it on a previous podcast, so I'm not going to go all into that. But if you've been through a divorce, if you've had a relationship that you've had a committed relationship and you thought it was going to work out one way and it clearly didn't, right? So there's so many things that come with that, just that alone, right? Disappointment, sometimes embarrassment, shame can be rolled into that. I mean, there's so many layers to that. But that storm at that time in my life, because I literally, you know, found myself as a single mom. I'm on government assistance. I left. It didn't start out as a bad relationship, but it quickly advanced to a toxic abusive relationship, and which just spiraled and made it so difficult for me to stay steady in the storm. I was not steady in that storm. I was all over the map every day, depending. Basically, I waited to see what the day was going to bring me, meaning what fire am I waking up to today and what eggshells am I walking on today? And then I figured it out. Like I just went through the day based on what was dished to me, what I witnessed. And then I what was going to like that survival mode mentality. If you've ever been there, then I don't need to totally explain that to you. If you've ever been in that survival mode mindset, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I was not steady in the storm. I was surviving in the storm. Have you ever found yourself there? You're in a storm and you know you are the furthest thing from being steady in the storm. You are surviving in the storm. So surviving in the storm teaches you it taught me so many valuable lessons that have really changed the trajectory of my life 100%. So very unsteady, you know, just seeing what the day, the week presents, and then responding accordingly to survive, to keep my head above water, to keep myself mentally, physically, emotionally safe, while also being a mother. Now, I didn't know any different, so It was like, I just, pull yourself up by your bootstraps every single day. I mean, I wasn't, cr I didn't cry a lot. I didn't feel sorry for myself. I just was in like, you're in like take care of business mode, if that makes sense. Or at least that's how I showed up. When I had the crying breakdowns, they were at 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning and nobody saw them. And it was just me in the bathroom floor. That was one thing is that I felt like when you feel like you're in going into battle, let's say, and you have to survive, that armor goes up, right? So you don't, you at least with me, not gonna cry. I'm not gonna show weakness. I'm not gonna show that I'm, scared to death. I'm gonna, it's almost like you just armor up and you handle it. And you deal with it and you figure out a solution and then you go. And so doing that like over and over and over and day after day, I mean, yeah, you're going through the storm, but you're surviving through that storm. Think about that in your own life if you've ever had anything like that, where you're surviving in the storm. So going through that, then transitioning, making choices, again, having courage in the storm, making changes, making decisions, and then creating a different life. No more storm. Storm was over. I decided storm was done. So storm's done. We're moving on, creating a new life, rebuilding everything. So when you go through a storm, a lot of times when you come out of the storm, especially if you haven't been steady in the storm and you've been surviving the storm, you come out of that storm and you've got some battle wounds. All right. You've got like, you've just been surviving some things. So you don't even know you've got some things, but you do because you didn't really stay steady in the storm. You survived through the storm. So now I'm going to fast forward to, the story I've said that I was initially going to tell you. So I'm 32 years old and I've been working in the apartment business. By this point, I'm remarried. Life is great. Everything's moving along. I mean, I won't say it's everything's perfect. Nothing, it wasn't perfect. There's still challenges and things going on. But I was building my career. I, had been working in the apartment business. So at 32, I decide that I'm going to go out on my own and start my own business in property management, in multifamily housing and commercial management. And that's what I was doing. So here's the story. I go into the CEO's office and to give my notice. And I walk in and obviously I'm a little nervous, right? I mean, if you've ever been there, you're a little nervous. I've been there for 6 years, loved my job. Loved my job, made great money at my job, but a whole nother story for another time. But it was time for me to spread my wings and do this. So when I sat down with the CEO and I told him, what I was giving my notice, and I think I was giving like a 30-day notice or 2 weeks to 30 days, whatever worked best for them, because I was so appreciative of the opportunities and everything I had learned. And anyways, the storm I walked into that day was just the harsh reality of him sitting there and just nodding. And then as I, and not saying a word. And as I got up to leave the room, he says, "Christy, let me tell you something." And so of course I stopped and turned to listen. And I said, "Yes, sir." And he says, "No, know this, you will fail." And I was like, wow, there's a motivational speech right before I go and start this new venture, put everything on the line to do this. So I won't give you the full gist of that conversation because he said a lot more. And I actually shared this when I spoke at an event in Houston, and I did share with the audience. It was part of the Flipping Fear and Doubt into Millions. It was part of that speech and that talk. But he went on to tell me more so about why I was making the biggest mistake of my life and that I would 100% would fail. And so there comes the storm, right? And as I felt the winds going, and you feel like you've just been, your world's been rocked, right? And I got hit with just such harsh words at that time. I didn't, you know, I thought back to a couple other times in my life where similar things had happened. One being the going through the divorce, the marriage, the turbulence and all that, earlier in my 20s. And so my brain did go back to that memory bank and pull up, you know, some of the hateful same things that I was told in that era of my life from another man. But instead, here's the beauty. See, in the previous storm, I would internally fall apart and I would believe the words that were being spoken over me. And the beauty in this particular storm, when he was telling me, the CEO says, you will fail. The beauty is I stood there in that room and I did not feel the wind from the storm. It did not move me. It did not shake me. It only gave me more resolve. And 100% in my being, you know what I heard in my head? You are so wrong. You are so wrong. I absolutely will not fail. And I really believe that I would not have been as steady in that storm. And again, that it wasn't just that conversation. You know, it rolls into other things, you know. So it's not just that one conversation, but the storm brewed and there it was. And I absolutely didn't feel rocked by that storm. I was firm on my foundation. I felt very solid in my mind and in my spirit. And I knew God had much bigger plans for me, much bigger plans. And so the CEO sitting on the other side of that desk telling me that there was absolutely no way I was going to succeed or be successful in my life any further than what I was then working for him. It didn't faze me. I was like, say what you want. Think what you want. That's what when I was talking about, can you withstand the controversy? Can you withstand the judgment of others? Can you? Well, in that moment, I could. His judgment, his criticism, his harsh words, his opinion of me. I stayed steady. I didn't feel emotional. I didn't feel the need to say anything back. I didn't feel the need to explain anything. I didn't feel the need to tell him all the reasons why I thought he was wrong. It was fine that he felt that way. And I knew as I walked out of the door of his office after he said those words to me, I absolutely knew that this is what it means to be steady in the storm, to come under attack, and for it not to deter me at all. I even didn't feel emotional like, oh gosh, he doesn't like me. No. I was like, that's fine. Okay. You can think that. And I honestly believe that it's that previous storm where I had to endure criticism and ugliness and harsh words and all the things. And navigating that and learning through that and learning so much about myself that it really doesn't matter to me. Like at that conversation when I was 32 and the CEO told me you will fail and be a failure, that you won't have major success, from this after you leave here. If you leave here, it's the biggest mistake you'll ever make. Can you imagine telling someone that? I can't imagine telling someone that, but you know, to each their own. But that's just the example I want to share with you on how it applied to my own life. And I have a billion other stories. I mean, I'm 53. I've been through some storms, okay? So those aren't like the only two storms. But those are two that I, at, when that happened in his office, I immediately went back to this in my brain to the storm that had happened in my early 20s. And there I am at 25, trying to figure out what to do, all the things. And knowing how and realizing how wrong that the person's accusations and things that they said and or treated, you know, the verbal statements and the comments, realizing how wrong they were then. And then when it comes up, although it's different, it wasn't the same type of words being said to me when I was 32. I was leaving a job, so he just told me I would fail. I'm not saying those are two in the same. But what I'm saying is, when he told me I would fail if I left the company, it didn't rock my boat. It didn't get me all emotional. I just was like, okay. Well, I told him that all I did reply is, well, I don't agree with you on that, but I really am appreciative of absolutely everything that I have, you know, learned here, the opportunities I've been given. And I've given my heart and soul to the work that I do. And also made people a lot of money. So there's that during those 6 years. So it just didn't rock my boat. It just didn't rock my boat. So you can learn to be steady in the storm. You have to really build that resilience. And that is a work life professional example that I'm giving, but this truly can apply to absolutely every area of your life. You know, God's been faithful to me on so many occasions, so many occasions, some more than I can even list. And I believe that if you just start with a little bit of faith, that you can build on that. It just takes a little bit of faith to overcome a little bit of doubt. So you can't let the wind move you. You can't let the wind and all the turbulence of the storm move you off your firm foundation. You can't let your emotions break you. You can have your emotions and feel your emotions, but don't let them break you. So your foundation is rooted in who you are, in your beliefs, and for me, in my faith. And maybe you find that for yourself as well. When you are focused on building a good foundation, then the storms will come and they will go, and you will remain. You will remain steadfast and steady in the storm. Knowing that, yeah, this isn't that fun, but I'm going to make it through. And also, if I'm not in a storm right now, I'm not going to fear a future storm, but I do feel confident that when challenges come up, I'm going to be able to stay steady in the storm. You know, when I talk about the foundation, sometimes I think about a house, a structure that's built. And, you know, what's the first thing that when something is built, they pour the foundation, they build the foundation. The foundation, there's a lot of components that go into that to make sure that the foundation is stable, secure, that it's strong, that it can withstand everything that you're going to build on top of it. And when a storm comes, I'll just, you know, let's think of like a tornado. So, tornado comes through and it just wipes down maybe what's above the foundation, but the foundation still remains. the foundation still remains. So focus on building a good foundation of your mindset. When you focus on that, these storms, they're going to come and go. Some are going to be bigger storms than other storms. But you're going to understand as you focus on your foundation, you're going to understand that the storms of life, they're going to come, they're going to go, but I'm focusing on my foundation, so I'm going to be able to withstand the storms. They're not going to take me out. That I'm going to be able to stay steady. Well, my friend, thank you so much for tuning in today and listening to today's episode on Steady in the Storm. I'm breaking up this message into two parts. So today is part one, and next week I'll be coming to you with the wrap up to this. And that's where I'm going to share with you the actual tips and tools of things you just want in your life toolkit so that you can move through these seasons of when you go through these storms and you're just better equipped and you take good care of yourself in the process. So I hope today's message really hits home for you. And number one, bring some normalcy to the situation that these storms, they come and go, but how you move through that really has everything to do with the foundation that you are building right now. All right. Thank you so much for joining. I can't wait to see you next week, and go make the rest of your day fabulous. I just want to thank you for tuning in today to the podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed the conversation and all the info that's been shared today. And I hope you've come away with a few ideas on how to make the most out of it for your life. If you love this episode, be sure to share it with your friends and family. And also make sure you subscribe to the podcast and tap that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Also, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would leave a podcast review. So until next time, my friend, keep flourishing and thriving and live your life to the fullest.